Part 21, Chapter 5. Their heads were bent together in the dull green reflection of the viewers. They were in a small, converted, lead-lined storage room in the lowest level of the African mine site. Johnny was getting his first look at the fruits of earlier work. There were 10 days' worth of discs, and it was a considerable pile. Dunaldine had explained that he couldn't come earlier. There were lots of pilots graduating and needing their final checkout flights, and it would have been suspicious to leave America at a busy peak. He had also brought 14 new pilots to Africa, and Johnny and Stormalong could nurse them through their advanced combat here. They were good lads, Swedes and Germans. Kerr was going full blast training machine operators. Every tribe seemed to want a blade scraper and flatbeds for buses. Brown Limper was selling the tribes equipment, even from their own nearby mine sites, and they had to have operators. Ore carriers were busy lugging machinery over the globe, and they had to have pilots. Angus had come back with Dunaldine, for he was finding it too hard not to shoot Lars Thorensen on sight. There was also the matter of page one. Johnny skimmed through the beginnings of Turl's reoccupancy. It was enough to know that that crucial hour after he had left had really been pay dirt. They'd planted 32 false bugs and even feeders and recorders, and there was Turl, big as life, dumping them on his desk, convinced. When he saw that Turl was apparently using a mine radio to detect feeder channels to the recorders, he had a moment's qualm, but then he realized their main feeder was a ground wave. A false bottom to the cabinets. He hadn't suspected that, for they simply looked armored. And this huge, thick book he was bringing out, about 3 feet wide and 2 feet high and 7 inches thick and on the thinnest paper he had ever seen. Thousands of pages. Each page was divided into about 40 vertical columns. Over at the left, the widest column gave the name of a system, and below it, the names of planets in that system. From left to right in the columns followed every movement of the system, such as its speed of travel and direction, precession, torque, and the weight and quality of the sun, or suns if double or treble. In the columns beside every planet of that system were noted that planet's own weight, rotation period, atmosphere, surface temperatures, races, city coordinates, relative mineral estimate by symbols, and value in galactic credits, and the location of its mine sites, if any. All speeds and directions of travel were based on the zero center of that universe and three-dimensional compass coordinates using the inevitable cyclo numeral 11 and parts of 11 and powers of 11.